Tonight is Monday night, December 12th, Lael, 13th day of the month of Kislev. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Moed Katan, beginning of the second parak, Yudaf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Okay, Rabotai. Last time we met, we started the second parak on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And we'll continue tonight. It's seeing several important machlokos harishonim on a couple of issues. The Mishnah had said, the Mishnah cited a machlokos between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that somebody who had already begun a process of squeezing olives by putting the olives into the mat'an, a special utensil that softened them, and if you would not engage in squeezing them subsequently, it would lead to enormous financial loss. And then what happened was he became an avel, or some other episode, which hitu'u po'alim. His workers deceived him, said they were going to work and do it, and then they just didn't do what they were supposed to do. So under those circumstances, Rabbi Yehuda allows you to put in the olives and have one pressing in order to squeeze out the oil, but not anything beyond the first pressing. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can complete the entire process, fill up all the barrels, and not only that, make a cover so that you cover the oil and it doesn't spoil as well. We had seen a machloikis between Rashi and everybody else, whether the case of Avelus was talking about Avelus right before Chol HaMoed, or Avelus in the middle of the year. In which case the Mishnah is discussing two different times during the course of the year. Avelus in the middle of the year, and we're discussing whether or not an Avel can do Malacha or not. Or, the way most other Rishonim learn, Avel is simply an illustration for Ones, which is right before Chol HaMoed. Namely, the person planned on doing his work before Yom Tov, and then what happened? He became an Avel right before Yom Tov, and he couldn't. But he had already placed his olives into this matan, into this utensil. As a result, we allow him, can't do the work on Yom Tov, can't press the olives, but we allow him to do it on Chol HaMoed. And that machlokes between Rashi and all the others plays itself out in the Gemara's opening statement. The Gemara says, we'll start with this, just to briefly review, Pasach be'evel v'siyim b'moed. The Mishnah talks about evel, v'iru evel, and concludes by saying that after Rabbi Yehuda allows you to engage in the first pressing, what do you do with the olives after that? Manicha la'achar ha'moed. You leave it till after Chol HaMoed. But at the beginning of the Mishnah, it didn't say anything about Chol HaMoed. We're talking about an Avel. Which one is it? So Omer Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi Zoso Meres Dvarim Hamutarim B'moed Asurim B'me'evlo. That which we prohibit during Avelus, we permit during Chol HaMoed. And Rav Ashi Omar, lo mi baye kamar. Lo mi baye mi bay evlo de midrabanan hu vishari. Certainly, all of these activities we will allow on during Avelus, where the Isur of Melacha is only midrabanan. Certainly, on Chol HaMoed, we will definitely allow it. Lo mi bai me avdei rabbanan v'shari ela afilu b'moed de isa malacha midoraisa become seda sharu rabbanan. That not only will they allow something which is only asur midrabbanan, but even if something is asur midoraisa, we will allow it as well.
I don't understand what's going on here at all. What's the Gemara's question?
The Gemara's question is that the Mishnah seems to be not really flowing properly. It seems to be discussing a case of Avel. Mi shahapach hazesav, and what happened? Ve'iru Avel. And then, so what are you supposed to do when Avel comes about? So the Mishnah says, Toein kore rishona umanicha la'achar hamoed. You put the press on one time, and then the rest you leave for after Chalosh HaMoed. Who's talking about Chalosh HaMoed? We're talking about Avel.
Okay.
So the Gemara asked the question. Pasach be'Avel v'siyem b'moed. So what are we referring to? Why does the Mishnah describe it in such a fashion?
So what's the first answer?
First answer is to teach you that there is a difference. If it's Avel, you do nothing. You're not allowed to do anything b'mei evlo. However, on Chalosh HaMoed, the second part of the Mishnah, which says O ones O shetihiu poalim, that's talking about Chalosh HaMoed.
So really, you can't do that after Avel. So you're stuck.
That is correct. During Avel.
And even if you're going to mafsid at a kol.
That's correct. That's Rav Shish's opinion.
And Ravashi's answer is?
Ravashi's answer, it says, no, it's to teach you just the opposite. Not only will we allow you to do something during Avelus, where the Isur Malach is only Midrabanan, we even will allow you to do these activities to avoid Hefsed, even on Chalosh HaMoed, whose Isur might be Midoraisa.
And how does that read?
In the Mishnah?
Yeah.
So it reads two ways. Misha hafach hazesa v'iru evel, comma. And now we're giving other illustrations, not contrast, other illustrations. Oh, ones o shehiti u'poalim. Now comes the machlokes, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. Not only was it permitted during Avel, but even during Chalosh HaMoed, where this event took place right before Yontif. These other two events, or according to most Rishonim, all three events, the Avelus, the Ones, some other extenuating circumstance, or that the Poalim duped you.
Right? So how do these?
You were supposed to fly El Al, and then the pilot didn't show up.
So how do these two? How does Rashi read this? And Rashi has to fit both these answers into his reading, and the other is showing that. So each of them will have a problem with one of these readings.
That is correct. We said that last time. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's correct. Let's continue then. Tanya kavase de Rav Shisha bere de Rav Idi. There is a brisa that seems to support Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi. What did brisa say? Brisa says, Elu devarim ha'osin le'evel b'mei evlo. These are the activities that you are permitted to do on behalf of an avel during his avelus. Zesav hafuchin, if his olives have already been turned over in this matan, toalin lo, you're allowed to put them into the press, vikado leguf, and then you're allowed to go ahead and press and put a cover on the barrel, or upishtano lahaalot min amishra. You are permitted on behalf of the avel to go ahead and to take out flax that have been put into water. That's called the mishra. And if you leave them in too long, you can't make the flax. So it'll lead to enormous hefsed. Vitzimro lahaalos min hayore. And same thing, if you wanted to dye a wool, so you put it in, you can pull out the wool. Umarbitzim sadehu, and you are permitted to water his field. Mishitagia onus hamayim shelo, when it's his turn to do the watering. We'll see there's a machlokes Rashi and other Rishonim. But what's the point of this braisa? What's the point?
The Yovel can't do it himself.
That the Yovel can't do it himself. That's how Rashi learns.
Do I need someone to tell me that someone could do it on behalf of the Yovel?
No. You're not, but the point is...
I understand the point, but that's a...
But the point is, he can't do it himself.
Well, I mean, what I need to be told, does he have to serve his Kalim?
Good. Good question. It's a good question. Let's see. That's a good question. But the point is that the only time that this would be usur is for an oven. Cholosh Moed, he can do it himself. That's the point of the braisa. The Ovel can't do it himself, but on Cholosh HaMoed, you can do it yourself.
All this is talking during non-Cholosh HaMoed, now we're learning? This proof.
This is talking about... No. Yeah. Non-Cholosh HaMoed. Avelus separate, Cholosh HaMoed separate.
Right.
So the Gemara is now trying to prove Rav Shisha's point. Rav Shisha said... An ovel is never permitted to be to engage in malacha, whereas on Cholosh HaMoed we allow you to do it. That's how. So let's read the Rashi and see how Rashi figures this out. Or everybody else disagrees with him. Take a look at Rashi, Bedibur Hamaskel Zesav, V'Zesav Hafuchin. You take the olives, V'Zesav Nosnin Osan Al Beis Habad. Once the olives have been turned in that Mat'on utensil, you place them in the vat, V'Toan In Lo Korah Rishona. And you are allowed to engage in the pressing one time. That's like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Aval hu atzmo eino osa, but he himself can't do it. Hainu kirab shisha. The omar dvarim hamutar becholosh moed asurin bimei evlo. So as a result, this supports, how do I know that you're allowed to do it on cholosh moed? How do I know? Does it say anything this price about cholosh moed? No. How do I know that Rav Shisha says you're allowed to do it on Cholosh HaMoed? Because it's in the Mishnah. Rav Shisha is an Amora, he can't argue with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah clearly allows you to do a malacha on Cholosh HaMoed, and clearly the Braisa clearly prohibits an Ovel from doing it. That supports Rav Shisha's opinion.
What's the Havamina that I should only be able to do it? It's a regular weekday. A regular Monday, Tuesday, not Cholosh HaMoed, not Yontif. I'm the Avel. The guy's doing the work for me. Why would we limit him to one time? Why would Rabbi Yehuda limit him to one? Why would we limit it to only Korah Rishona? You're a regular guy. It's not Cholosh HaMoed. It's nothing.
What's the limit on me?
I'm the friend. I'm doing it for. Why can I only do it one time?
That's what the question was asked before.
Is that what that?
Something there.
No, the Hamid, I thought it's even bigger. The Hamid is, what do I need to do? Of course I can do anything I want. But even now today, limit it once? It's like... Okay.
Is that halacha?
What?
An Ovel really has his kalim after rest also?
No. There is no such halacha. That is kalim after rest. It's a good question.
Okay.
It's a good question. I don't know why I need the braisa to tell me that we're allowed to.
I understand the inference, but the
unless I don't know. I'm just speculating. Maybe there is some degree of that. If it's going to be done, if everybody knows it's his press, his olive press, you know, people will say, "Oh, he's doing it. He's not." They won't know that someone else is doing it.
So Marisayan,
a Marisayan issue, perhaps. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Now, most Rishonim ask the question that how can you compare Avelus to Cholosho Moed. And this is basically what you're saying, Moshe. When you're dealing with Avelus, the only person who's not allowed to do the Malach is the other. On Cholosho Moed, no one is technically allowed to do Malacha. So if what? If we're going to make an exception in order to prevent what? Hefseid, why should I ask somebody else to do it and not do it yourself? On Avelus, I understand why I ask somebody else to do it. I understand why I ask. Why do you ask? Because I'm not allowed to do it. But on Cholosho Moed, there's no basis for me to even consider asking somebody else. Why shouldn't I consider asking anybody else? Because the Isur of working on Cholosho Moed is equally applicable to every one of us. So therefore, there is an automatic distinction between what? Avelus and Cholosho Moed. And therefore, there's no compelling proof from the fact that what? That the Brisa says you're supposed to ask an Avel, but the Mishnah says you don't have to ask somebody else on Cholosho Moed. That's not the proof that these activities are Asurim Bimei Avel and are Mutter what on Cholosho Moed. You know what the difference is? The difference is, to whom does the Issa Malacha apply? By an Avel, the Issa Malacha only applies to the Avel. But by Cholosho Moed, it applies to everybody. So if the Issa Malacha applies to everybody, and we're going to be Matarit already, under those circumstances, why should I ask anybody else? So there's no proof by virtue of the fact that by an Avel, the Brisa says, you know what? Ask somebody else. You know why I ask somebody else? Because nobody else has any Issa Malacha. That's why I asked them. So therefore, the Ritva says the proof is not from the contrast between the Mishnah and the Brisa. The Ritva says the contrast is from later on in the Brisa. So let's read on in the Brisa a couple of lines, and then you'll see how the proof emerges to support Rav Shesh's opinion. So the Mishnah had, the Brisa had said that you're allowed to engage in those enumerated activities. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Zorin Lo Sedeinir, V'Sodeh HaOmedos LePishta. You're also allowed to plant a field that has already been plowed, because if it's going to rain, then you're going to have to plow it again before you plant. And similarly, flax has a very short span. Once the land has been plowed, you have to plant the flax very, very quickly. I have no idea why, but if not, you can't plant flax any longer. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Amru lo, im lo tizra bebechir, tizra be'afer. If you're not going to plant this season, you know what? After this plowing, you'll plow again, and then you'll what? You'll plant it a little later. That's not an excuse to allow planting, because even though you've plowed, so it'll rain. You'll wait till it dries up, then you'll plow again. You'll plow again, and then you'll plant. You'll lose a couple of days, but there's no real hefseid. So they respond to Rabbi Yehuda that it's prohibited. Same thing with the flax. You can't plant flax. Not the only thing in the world you can plant in this field. Plant something else, and you'll make a killing. Im lo tizra pishtan, tizra mimin acher. That's a second opinion. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, zeisav hafuchim, ve'en sham umon elohu, then Kado or Kado Laguf Ve'ein Sham Umon Elohu. If there's nobody else who knows how to press the oil, or nobody else who knows how to make a cover for the barrel, then he is permitted to do it. Pishtano Leha'alos Min HaMishre Vitzimro Leha'alos Min HaYore Ve'ein Sham Elohu Hareze Ya'aseh Vitzina. So then, if he's the only expert who knows how to do these things under those circumstances, he is allowed to do it. Says the Ritva. Apparently, the Tanakhama disagree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. There are three piyus in this brisa. The Tanakhama make a blanket statement. What are the blanket statement of the Tanakhama? That Zeisav Hafuchin Toanin Lo Vikado Laguf Upishtano Lahalos Mina Mishra Vitsimro Lahalos Mina Yore. Under those circumstances, you are permitted to do it. Excuse me, someone else has to do it too. Do it. Someone else has to do it. It says, Toanin Lo. Somebody else does it. Not Elu Dvarim Ha'osin La'avel. So since Rab Shimon ben Gamliel comes and says, there is one circumstance when the Avel is allowed to do it himself. Under what circumstances is the Avel allowed to do it himself? When he's the only expert, the only Uman. Inference, the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, who disagree, hold that even if he is the only Uman, he can't do it. Even if he's the only Uman, he can't do it. So therefore, says the Ritva, this is the Braisa that supports Rav Shish's opinion. That Dvarim Ho'amutarim Bimoed Arasurim Le'evel. Based on the fact that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel goes ahead and disagrees with the Tanakhama. Disagrees with the Tanakhama.
So it's the Tanakhama's opinion that agrees with Rav Shisha.
That's correct. That's the support.
Now, going back to the statement of Rav Shisha, he really should have said, Dvarim Mutur B'moed, B'makom Hefseid, Asur B'mayevlo.
What is that?
He should have said, Dvarim HaMutarim B'moed, or B'makom Hefseid, Asurin. You know, I mean, really, it's not permitted during Moed either. It's only under special circumstances. Rav Shisha's original statement, Dvarim Mutarim B'moed, Asurin B'mayevlo.
Right.
It's really not Mutur B'moed, only under extenuating circumstances.
Yeah. But according to the Tanakhama, it means even if there is a financial loss, you can't do it yourself.
Right. But yeah, I'm just saying. But when we say Dvar Mutar B'moed, it's not blanket.
No.
Okay.
No.
Doesn't the Chacham the Tanakhama have an opinion that it's not such a big hefsa, it's not such a big hefsa, so that's why not allowed to do it? Because it said you can plant it later.
No, that was Rabbi Yehuda's response.
That's the middle opinion.
That was the Tanakhama's response to Rabbi Yehuda, the middle statement. Rabbi Yehuda said you're also allowed to plant.
Right.
To that, there were Tanakhama said, hey, you can plant it a little later. You can plant another species. But the first couple of illustrations about Toan in Isabad, there was no dialogue between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. That was only in response to Rabbi Yehuda's to Rabbi Yehuda's statement, who said, I'm going to allow additional activities besides that those that were enumerated by the Tanakhama.
So what was Tanakhama say on Chol Hamoed for planting?
He said they would say 100% awesome.
According to our Shisha, if it's Asurin on, don't, what does he say? There's Asurin for...
Those are Asurin. For an Avel.
Right, so shouldn't it be Mutar on Chol Hamoed?
We don't know. I don't think he means to say the converse, that everything that is automatically Mutar on Chol Hamoed, everything that's Asur for an Avel is automatically Mutar on Chol Hamoed. I don't know if he means everything. It's possible, but doesn't necessarily mean everything.
Rav Shisha's statement?
Yeah.
That's why I think you have to add what Malcolm Heff said.
Yes, 100%. No doubt. Yeah.
Is the implication that Nabel's Asr and Author and Amalachas?
No. There is no such there's no such possibility.
What are we saying that the... We're saying Nabel can do what?
He can't do melachot. There's no one who ever said an Avel can't turn on a light during Avedis. The nature of the Issa Melacha is not an Issa Melacha for an Avel. The nature of an Issa Melacha is Hesach Hadas. Engaged in activities that will take your mindset away from the loss.
So it's not comparable to Chol Hamoed at all in that case.
No, it might be. No, in all probability, it's very comparable. Because that's the Nate. No one ever said you can't turn on a light Chol Hamoed.
But But you can argue that we up until now we're saying everything is only Torah Hamoed. You can't do Melacha willy-nilly. We've been saying that. Oh, that's always Torah Hamoed. So yeah, there is an issue of Melacha in general Chol Hamoed.
Yes and no. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear. But it's... I hear what you said. Now, this svara, which we just said, is very... This svara, which we just said in the Tanakhama, namely, that...
Whether it was learned?
But in relationship to the to Rav Shisha, that how do I know that? What's the proof according to Rav Shisha? The fact that I only made the heter of malacha for somebody else, but I can't do it myself, happens to be the Rush's explanation in general why we are machmir by avelus and a mekel by chol hashamoed. That's the reason why the Rush says we should understand why it's not such a shock. Last time we said that the reason why we are machmir by avelus is because of two possible other considerations. One is zilzul, that if something is only midrabanan, what are people going to say? It's only midrabanan. So sometimes Chazal are more machmir by the Rabbanan, shalei osa lezulzule, like Yontif Sheni. They're very strange about Yontif Sheni, shalei osi lezulzule bay. Osi lezulzule bay. Or we said, so the Rush says that's not the reason why we're more machmir by Chol HaShomoed, by Avelus. Take a look at page number 3 for a minute. It's the second line in Siman Dalet in the Rush, page number 3. Second line, it says, "V'hada machmirinan tfei be'evel mibechol hamoed." That which we are more machmir for avelus than we are in chol hamoed. The avel asar bedavar ha'aved la'atzmo. An avel is not permitted to engage even in a davar ha'aved. V'yafal gav de'isim melacha de avel. Asmechu Rabbanan Akra, the Divrei Kabbalah, even though, as we learned in the third parak, the Chachamim found a pasuk to build their case that there is an Issa Malacha for an Avel, but it's only based on Nevi'im, which are called throughout Shas as Divrei Kabbalah. Ve'issa Malacha de Chol HaMoed, Asmechu Akra de Oraisa. But yet the Issa Malacha on Chol HaShomoed was attached to a pasuk of the Torah, where the pasuk says, "V'chagoyisim also chag shivas yamim." That's the pasuk that Rashi quoted. 7 days not to do malacha. Niruli hatam. Why do I think that there were more mekel on Chol HaShomoed and machmir for avelus? Mishum demimei evlo efshar shiyase al yidei acherim. Lochein lo ratza lehakel. Shiyaase toch shlosha hu beatzmo afilu bedavar ha'aved. We will learn in the third parak that there might be a distinction between the first 3 days and the last 4 days. First 3 days, everybody would say is asur, even if it's enormous financial loss. Whereas Chol HaShomoed, masha'enkin b'Chol HaShomoed, dehakol asurin ba'asiyas hamalacha. Everybody is asur. So once everybody's usher and you're going to be makel because of Dover Aved, then you might as well do it yourself. But in Chol HaShomoed, we don't have to allow, by Avelus, we don't have to allow you to do it yourself. Why don't we have to allow it to do yourself? Because somebody else can do it for you. So this idea that someone else can do for you is the Rush's general explanation why we are mekil for choloshamoe, machmir for avelus, and it also fits in how the Ritva proves that what that Rav Shisha is correct. Also proves that Rav Shisha is correct. But that's the Rush statement. Umehai timer. Let's continue with the Rush. Hai timer nami nirali da halacha ki Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. For this reason, I believe that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The im einu uman elahu shiyaase betzina mikol shkein bechol hamoe. And we can learn that out from a kal v'chaymer from chol hamoe. Umeachar shedavar ha'oved shel ha'evel na'ase al yedei acherim v'lo al yedei atzmo nira k'mo shekosef harayvetzal sha'afilu ma she'osru la'asos b'moed b'davar ha'oved mishum tircha yisera k'gon la'hashkos lo beis ha'shalachem b'mei kilon v'asiyas ugios l'gifanim Vasias Amol Chatchile beChafiris Bavosh Kvanzik Yisarach Lan Benyin Kedat Veshasim Mamoid Mishum Turchi Yitzera Bimei Evlo Kevon Shenas Elo Ayadei Acherim Ein Chiluk Bein Torech Muad Ubein Torech Meruba The Kevon The Dover HaOver Hu Hakol Mutter The Bechol Hamoed Masru Chachamim Dover Masru Chachamim Masru LeChachamim the Bechol HaMoed, Masru HaKasuf LeChachamim, in relation to the Bechol HaMoed, the Pasuk, the Torah is telling us, you know who decides the definition of the Torah? Not the Torah, but the Rabbanah. Whatever the Chachamim say is perfectly okay with us. So if we allow, says the Rush, if we allow on Cholo Shamoed, or all Malacha, which is going to lead to Hefsek. All Malacha, which is going to lead to Hefsek. Why? Because I could have asked somebody else. Excuse me, I could not have asked anybody else. Why couldn't I have asked anybody else? Because the Issa Malacha is just as much applicable, and nonetheless, they allow me to do it. If there is nobody around for an Avel, Ein Shom Uman Elohu, he becomes the equivalent of what? Of what's happening on Cholo Shamoed. On Cholo Shamoed, I don't ask anybody else because there's no difference between me and anybody else. Well, and therefore I can do it myself. Same thing, says the Rush, for an Avel, if he's the only Uman who knows how to do it. The option of asking somebody else doesn't exist. Why not? Because there isn't any. So once the option of asking someone else doesn't exist, it's not for the same reason. The reason why by Chol HaMoed I have a right to ask somebody else, I don't have, because there's an Issa Malacha. Here I don't ask anybody else because there's nobody else to ask. But once you can't ask someone else, you're automatically allowed to do it yourself. So therefore the Rush paskins like Rab Shimon ben Gamliel against the Tanakhama. Against the Tanakhama.
Well, do we know for sure that Tanakhama argues with Rashbag?
Ooh, you're saying very well. No. Most Rishonim believe that Shimon Gamliel is being mefaresh to Tanakhama. And if you will now take a look for a second, if you will take a second at page number four, which is the riff on our Gemara. The riff says, when he quotes the Brisa, in the middle of the page, should have bracketed, Tanya Kavase de Rav Shisha Berei de Rav Idi, right in the middle of the page. Dvarim she'osin la'evel she'ovel b'mei avlo, kigon zesim la'hafoch, Vikado la guf, upishtonu la alos mina mishra, vitsimro la alos mina yorev, Marbitzin lo sadehu, mishitagia ones amayim shelo, and then he goes on to a later part of the Braisa, which we probably won't even get up to tonight. Does he say anything in the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel?
No.
He doesn't even quote Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. By the fact that he doesn't quote Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Ran says, why doesn't he quote him? Because he believes that he's arguing with the Chachamim and with the Tanakhama, and he doesn't paskin like him. And he doesn't paskin like him. However, many Rishonim are of the opinion, just as Moshe suggested, that the that Rav Shimon Gamliel is not arguing with the Tanakhama, but rather he's explaining the Tanakhama's opinion. The Tanakhama's opinion. So if you disagree, it means that under no circumstances, even if he's the only Uman, even if it's going to lead to Hefsid Meruba, under no circumstances is the Avel permitted to do the Malacha himself. That's the Psak of the Rif. But many disagree and claim that Rav Shimon Gamliel is bal lefaresh et hatanakama and not to argue, in which case the halacha would be as the Rush clearly stated. The Rush disagreed. And he said that if he's the only one, he's allowed to do it himself. He writes the halacha to Rav Shimon Gamliel based on his logic, comparing it to Chol HaShemoed, where there's nobody else to ask. So you do it yourself. Here too, there's nobody else to ask, so you do it yourself. Now, we have spoken about quite frequently the issue of Dover Ha'aved, does it include Harvachas Revach or not? We've mentioned this many times. So tonight I wanted to bring you the Ramban's perspective. So take a look at page number one for a minute. And the two proofs that the Ramban brings, one from our Gemara and one from a previous Gemara. Aval Yeshli La'ayin, says the Ramban. In fact, if you look at the Chiddush Ramban, it's on Moed Katan, is all of three pages. And it's just a headline. Hilchos Chol HaMoed. It's like three pages long, and that's it. That's the whole Chiddush Ramban. And it's not done on the Gemara, it's just like categories. Which malacha are you allowed to do on Chol HaShemoed? Which ones you're not allowed to do? It's a very different type of perush of the Ramban that you normally find, where it simply, you know, follows the text of the Gemara. This does not do that. At least that's the way the Ramban that we have. Avo yeshli la'ayin od b'hanachas revach imhu nikra dover ha'ovid ubevadai mima'ase debadisa. Sha'osu rav sha'osa rava b'tarvayu lishne lotzud mehem elu ladas achila. Based on the Gemara that we had seen on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where the river bank fell and the water came up on ground, and what happened? The fish came up as well. And rava, whether it was the first lashon or the second lashon, only allowed you to do what? Litzayra Chachila. Ravashi disagreed, but Rava only allowed you to do it Litzayra Chachila. Nira Shelo Hutar B'moed Ela Hefseid Dovar Sheho Berushusa. Here is the Ramban's criteria. If you want to know whether something is considered Minias HaRevach or a Dovar HaAved, a potential loss of profit or a financial loss of your current assets, all you have to do is examine with what simple fact? Do you have it in your possession as yet or not? If you have it in your possession, and something, if not to be done by this, onto something that is your possession, will have financial loss, that's called davar ha'aved. If you do not have that in your possession as yet, and you don't do the malacha, and will not get accrue that benefit, that's not called davar ha'aved, that's called what? Minias ha'revach, which the Ramban prohibits because it's not included in davar ha'aved, says the Ramban. Ela hefsed davar sheberushusa. Ha, however, hanachas revach bedavar shelo berushusa, shelo bar lerushusa, asur. Shaharei hanor hazeh shehu kupa vidagim shelo nitzodan lohem achshav. Bivadai lo yamtinu lohem achar hamoed. Fish are not going to hang around for you till after Yontif and say, you know what? I'll come and capture you after Yontif. V'afal pikein asru. And nonetheless, Rava only allowed you la'achila, not limloach. We spent a lot of time on Ravashi's opinion, who allowed you to salt it and use that harama game that he played. But Rava wasn't up to harama games. So from Rava's opinion, I can extract that why did Rava prohibit it? Even though it potentially will cost you a lot more money to buy the fish in a couple of weeks, but that does not mean that it's a davar ha'aved. It's a loss of a potential gain, which I could have had I done so. But that's not davar, because it's a dayin lo bar lerushuso. So the Ramban gives a very clear way to determine. If it's currently under your possession, and you don't do a malacha and will risk financial loss, that's davar ha'aved. If the item is not under your control at the moment, and had you not done it, you will not get the additional profit, that's called revach and is asur. Ve'od nilmod me'avelos, me'aver. We will also learn from an aver. Just, so now, look at the Gemara again for a second. Look at the Gemara again for a second. I'll continue reading the Brice, then we'll go right back to the Ramban. It's end of line one of the wide lines on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. End of the wide line. Yeser al kein amar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, im haya uman lerabin. If he was a professional that services the entire broader community, v'sapar, like a barber, ubalon lerabin. And what's a balon?
Bathhouse attendant.
A what? The bathhouse attendant. The ancient uman elahu. He is the only barber in town. He is the only what? Bathhouse guy. Hareze ya'aseh. So he should. He's allowed to engage in it.
The Ovel's allowed to work.
The Ovel's allowed to work
because he's the only guy who can do these jobs.
That's correct.
For other people.
However, ho'arisin v'ha'chakirin v'ha'kablonin harei elu ya'asu acherim b'shvilon ha'chamarin ha'gamlonin, we'll talk about that a little later, v'ha'saponin harei elu lo ya'asu. What are these three illustrations? Chamarin, gamolin, and saponim, people who provide what? Donkeys, people who provide camels, and people who provide what?
Boots.
What?
Boats.
Boats, right? Sfina. Hare elu lo ya'asu. They should not do any malacha while they're be'avelos. Says the Ramban. Now into the Ramban. Ve'od nilmod me'evel. She'amru ha'chamarin v'ha'gamalonin v'ha'sapanim shelo. Hare elu lo ya'asu. Va'afal pi shemizdamin lohem shemizdamin socher hasfina achshav ula'achar shiva lo ya'azdamin. If he doesn't rent the what? Doesn't rent the what? The boats, the camels, after Yontif, after Shiva rather, they're not going to be available any longer. They'll be working for somebody else. So will he stand to lose enormous amount of revenue that he could have made had he sent his camel guy to buy the merchandise in the market? Of course. Nonetheless, zeh ha'avoras schal gadol mimenu. This is going to remove from him the possible enormous financial reward. Uschirus behema v'kelim shelo hein atzman hefseid scharhu. Or if he wanted to rent out his what, his donkeys and his boats, that's also an enormous financial loss. Va'afilu yimtso lahaskira lamachar, even if he might be able to rent them after the avelus, mikol makom schirus hayoim oved heimenu. Today's wages, today's rental is lost. Va'afal pikein also. Also, so the Ramban says this is a second indication that harvachas reva, minias harvachas reva, the potential to avoid financial gain is prohibited in a chol shemoid. Excuse me, prohibited for another. The ovel umoed asurim. Isuran shavin hein v'malacha hanasa yidei acherim. And in this respect, Avel and Chalosh HaMoed are exactly the same. In this respect, for loss of potential profit, whether you do it yourself or what, or even have somebody else do it for you, you can't have somebody else do it for you either. Can't have somebody else do it for you. Kedemefurish v'gamara. So that's the Ramban's definition as to how we distinguish between Harvachas Revach and Davar HaAved. Now, Rosh. Take a look at the Rosh, page number 2. He has a slightly different definition as to what constitutes Davar HaAved versus what constitutes Havrachas Reva. Just 1 second, because I want to do it. Yeah. The Ravid, before I read the Rosh, the Ravid disagrees with the Ramban and agrees with most Rishonim. Last time I showed you the Rambam Shita, who said that Minias Revach is considered a Davar HaAved. That happens to be the opinion of most Rishonim. And the Ravid agrees with most Rishonim and argues with the Ramban by refuting his two proofs. How does he disprove our Gemara here about the Chamorin? He claims that the essential difference is not every Dovar HaAved or not every Minias HaRevach was permitted by the Chachamim. Only if it's Tircha Mi'uta, not much effort, not much Tircha. But if it's Tircha Meruba, then they did not allow you to engage in an activity which would be to avoid potential financial gain. And he believes the case of the Chamorin or the Saponim, that is Tircha Meruba. What do you have to do? You have to hire the guys. The guys have to go to the market and buy the stuff.
He works for you.
What?
He works for you.
Okay, but it's a lot of work on his part.
I understand.
But that's what the Ravid says. Because the Ramban said there's no difference in Chol Shamoed and Ovel in that regard. So let's take Chol Shamoed. I'm not going to allow it if it means what? If it means Tircha. So he explains that this additional criteria, which the Ramban ignored completely, explains, even though I am committed to my opinion that Minias Revach is Mutter, but here, if there's Tircha Meruba, it's Asur. And then he rejects the other proof that the Ramban brings by saying the case of the fish, What did the Ravid say?
Rava only allowed what you can eat.
The Ramban. Now, the Ravid says that Mitzia is not called Minias Revach. Mm-hmm. Revach is only defined in the context of what? Business activity. Where you initiate an effort, you do something, and now through your effort, your expertise, your effort to travel, to buy something at a lower price, that's called Hefseid Minias Revach. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu plops something down in front of you, you just happen to find it, that in his opinion, says the Ravid, is not the definition of Minias Revach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he just put it right in front of you. You did nothing to demonstrate it, to earn it. You did nothing to earn it. And as a result, since that Gemara is talking about a Metzia, the fish, the wall collapsed, the fish happened to come up on board, you do nothing, that's not in the category, hence it's Asur. He agrees that Rava holds it's Asur, but you can't extract any conclusions to prohibit in general, where I do initiate effort and expend time or effort or expertise, that it would be Asur if it means avoiding a potential profit. That's how the Ravid responds to the Ramban. In fact, the Ravid, actually, if I think the Ramban actually quoted earlier. Yeah, if you take a look at page 1 again, he says, "Ubidvar ha'ave, yafe kiven ha'ravid zal, she'omar, the shi'aro bo, toreach k'neged hefseid, the hefseid k'neged toreach." The Ravid said very nicely, that there might be a distinction as to what Chachamim will allow. They always have to engage in a balancing act of what? Effort versus loss, loss versus effort. So it's not a blanket statement that we're going to be Matir or Asarid. It all depends on the balance between the effort and how much the financial loss is. So the Ravid, but then he disagrees and he says, no, I think that it's always permissible based on the two proofs that he brought. But he does give the right, he calls, says the Ravid, Kivein Yafe, came to a nice, that it might be the correct, and we've seen that quite frequently in the first parak, where there was a balance between Tircha versus Hefseid, and Hefseid versus Tircha. Versus Tircha. Now, take a look at Tosfos for a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Zorim. So, Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa said that not only are you allowed to engage in the activities which were enumerated by the Chachamim, which were to, if you put the press to put the olives into the press, put the pishtan into them to bring out the pishtan from the mishra, and so on and so on. Rabbi Yehuda says, af zorin lo. So Tosis is a little concerned that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa do not express consistent attitudes. They're talking about two different things, but different attitudes. Namely, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir. And in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel. So what? So what? Why can't... What's bothering Tosis? He never heard of a situation where... You know, okay, it's the same topic. That is true.
Well, it depends. Talking about
what?
According to Tosis, it's the same. According to Rashi, it's not.
That is correct. So, but Tosis happens to be, like everybody else, that we're talking about Avelus right before Yontem. It's only one case. So, well, why is it so shocking that in one halacha Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, namely, that he only allows you to do one pressing because otherwise he doesn't consider it an enormous davar avid. This, if you're not going to plant your land, he considers a big davar avid. Well, what's the big shock? I don't know what's bothering Tosis that he has to let us know. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda is mekel in the Mishnah. Excuse me, machmir in the Mishnah and mekel in the Brisa.
The big Mishnah doesn't talk about the event.
What?
The Mishnah maybe it's not about the event. So.
Okay, so that's what Moshe just said. Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosis believes that Avel happens right. It's not working during Cholamot, during Avelus. It was Avelus right before Yomtov. So he couldn't work the couple of days before Yomtov. Just like Ones or Shehitu'u Po'alim. When does he now want to do all this activity? On Chol HaShemoah. It's not available separately. And that's why it's even less of an issue. Because this Bryce is definitely talking about Avelus.
On a regular weekday.
On a regular weekday. Bryce is not talking about Avelus right before Yontif. That's the Mishnah, perhaps. But the Bryce is not. So what's the big deal that Rabbi Yehuda is Makel by Avelus and he's Machma by Chol HaShemoah? What's so terrible?
Especially if you believe the source of the Isser is different.
Right. And it's a more stringent Isser. It's an Isser d'Oraisa, perhaps. Avelus is certainly only an Isser d'Rabbana. So it just struck. I looked around. I didn't find anybody comment on what's bothering Tosis, and what's he trying to tell me? I didn't find any resolution.
It's cold.
Yeah. It's also interesting that when we allow, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, when we allow an Uman to do it, it's only Bitsina. Only Bitsina. That's how concerned the Chachamim are, the Rabbanan are, concerning a Melacha of an Avel. More than Chol HaShemoah. More than Chol HaShemoah. They are by Chol HaShemoah. There was no halacha that you had to do with Bitsina, at least in these cases. And it's a little unusual that if we're going to allow somebody to do it, he only is allowed to do it Bitsina, even if he's the only Uman in that particular neighborhood. And it goes to show you how seriously they took Avelus. How seriously they took Avelus. People always comment when they, that the Rav was a big machmer in Avelus. He was. There's no doubt. It's one of the areas where he's very machmer. Took it very seriously. Very seriously. Avelus happened to be one of the classic illustrations of where the kiyum and the ma'aseh are not one and the same. Only a handful of mitzvot that fall into that category. Most mitzvot, when you do the ma'aseh and you want to know what is the kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's the same thing. The mitzvah of netilas arava, of lulav, netilas lulav, is to take the lulav. What's the kiyum ha-mitzvah? No, to take the lulav. Kazai is to eat matzah, is the kiyum is to eat matzah, and the mitzvah is to eat matzah. By Avelus, Simcha, and a handful of others, the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah is to sit on the floor, to wear a ripped garment, not to wear shoes. That's the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. The kiyum is to feel it inside. It's Avelus the kiyum shebelev. That's the real kiyum ha-mitzvah. And that's why the Rav was, he took it very seriously. And they said that, in order to promote it. All right, we'll stop here. Continue next week.